We're good.
We'll give her some time.
Yep, we're good.
Determine we already have a quorum for the May 27th meeting, 9 o'clock. Fritz is out. He should be coming. Want to call the meeting to order. We've already said the pledge. Move number four, public comments.
I don't have any.
Any public comments, McCoppin?
Let's see.
There is none. You have one?
The judge talked to me yesterday. He goes there in public comment to bring something up. Now I'm drawing blank. Hang on a minute.
There is a Decog, well, that'll be in the file.
We can come back.
Decog meeting tomorrow in Nacogdoches.
Nacogdoches, no, wasn't that. I went up and covered the Burke Center deal yesterday.
Oh, it was your first meeting?
Yeah. It was good. It's all mental health, Burke Center deal.
They didn't want to keep you, did they?
Checked me in back there, have an evaluation before I was sitting there. We had an election last night, and Edie here is our treasurer once again. She's only, congratulations on that, Edie. I don't know statewide, any of that kind of stuff. I mean, except that our, Kim Paxton?
Kim Paxton.
Paxton won.
And Maisie Middleton?
Our American.
And Bo French.
And Bo?
Yeah.
Okay. We got those out of the way.
All right, no more public comments. Move number five. Announcement and possible discussions of items that of public or community interest, which no action will be taken. We've already kind of been talking that, so any more? All right, move to item number 10. Consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve a private road name in Precinct 3. Ms. Basham?
Good morning. So, for 911 purposes, DECON requests that any property that has at least four residences on it go ahead and put in an application for a private road. You know, that, of course, the private road will not be county maintained. It's not the owner. We have an application because we have just that. We have a property off the Browns Road that had its family, but there are four residences.
So is there a fee on that?
A what?
Fee?
It's a $500 fee.
Okay, just for the public.
Yeah, $200 a couple years ago or so, we decided to split that fee. Half to the permitting office or 911 office, and then half to the commissioner. That way they can purchase them a private road sign to be mounted. And then for me to draw the road in and change addresses accordingly. So there's three road names that are proposed. The first one is JLG Road. Looking at it from a 911 perspective, I feel like that's too difficult.
I agree.
So the second proposed name would be Lopez Road, which is, there's nothing being used like that in the county. Third proposed name is Alicia Road. And then the female name, Alicia.
A-L-I-C-A.
Uh-huh. But, and that one is not in use currently either.
So you're recommending basically Lopez Road, and I need a blue sign?
Be careful. Who applied for that?
Just Lopez.
Just the one? Not all four residents come together and said we want a name?
No, it's the owner.
You could be opening up a can of worms.
It is the owner of the property.
So, okay. I'm good. Whichever one, it's your precinct.
family compound.
So they are good, all of them are good with Lopez. Okay, let's go with Lopez, and I need a blue sign, I guess. I'll make that motion.
All right.
I've got a motion by Commissioner Dominic.
Second.
Got a second by Commissioner Mars to use the second proposed name Lopez Road. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Passes four zero.
Can I just take your signature on that?
Lopez it is. I'll move to item 11, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the road extension to gain access to landlocked property. Property ID 39842, San Jacinto County, Texas. Trey Logan Davis. Is Trey here today?
I talked to him. I reached out to him once Donnie had mentioned it. I didn't even know the road because it isn't a county road. So I did reach out to him and explain to him we can't just, Magnolia goes like this. His property is back here, and you would have to drive through somebody else's private property to get to his, and we can't extend a road through somebody's property, and I explained that to him yesterday. So I think he's understanding that people are buying landlocked land, and I think they think that we can just go in and put a road, and we can't do
that. Well, they're using that statute in there about the neighborhood road, petition the court for a neighborhood road, but
they've been done away with.
We've had case law that says you can't do that.
Yeah, and it gets 5 foot underwater when it rains, literally 5 foot underwater. So I don't know why they keep trying to.
Instead of no action, I think we need to vote yes or no.
Right.
Okay, I make a motion to not approve access to extend landlocked property for Trey Davis.
Okay.
I'll second that.
A motion by Commissioner Dominic, and second by Commissioner Morris, not to use the road for extension to gain access. Not, N-O-T, I'm telling you. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
It passes 4-0.
Got me good.
Move to item 12, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve application to allow a partial lot conveyance without a replat filed to allow a portion of lot 13, lot 1 in Peach Creek Farm subdivision to be conveyed without revising the subdivision plat.
This is what I had for the judge.
Greg McGee, attorney.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm loving this conveyance too, because I have one out there.
Future.
Okay, so that's your regular copy. Since the judge is not here, what I got to sign is she right. Has.
She will usually keep us.
Okay, so Commissioner Swain, did you get my email?
I did.
Good, okay.
I was thinking about you the whole time.
I'm sorry.
He's trying to throw you on the bus, Swain.
No.
I'm going to make a motion that we reject it right away. I'll listen to him now.
I had promised him I was going to try to get information to y'all quicker, so we wouldn't have to see it on this first day. Okay, so basically, out in Precinct 3, there's a subdivision, Peach Creek Farm, and the developer who developed it built a house to sell, but he built a little bit of it on the other lot. And so the two owners now have gotten together and have agreed that lot 13 would convey a part of lot 13 to lot 14, so that the house would meet all the requirements. Now, the little package I just gave y'all has a letter in it from the HOA who said they have looked at it, approved it, and it meets all their standards. And I also provided you with the local government code that says that y'all have the authority to approve a conveyance without having to replat, because you're not actually changing the lots. There's still going to be lot 13 and lot 14. It's just now lot 14 owners are going to own a little piece of lot 13.
Okay, I'm good with that, and I love this conveyance stuff, but can I ask you a question?
Sure.
One of the other, somebody else is hitting me up for a conveyance, and they're wanting to combine it into one lot. Is that?
That would make it being a replat.
Okay.
Because you're changing the actual lots.
Okay. All right. I'll make a motion to do this conveyance for Peach Creek Plantation. Is it Plantation or? We got Plantation.
I think it's Peach Creek Farms.
We got Farms and Plantation in my
property. Oh, okay. So it's Peach Creek Farms.
Peach Creek Farms. Combining lot 13 and 14.
Allowing part of 13 to be sold.
Allowing part of 13 to be sold.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's only 6,247 square feet.
It didn't have much more acres to build on, but they tried to squeeze it, right?
Yeah. And I don't know why the developer made that mistake, but you know, he did, and we've been working on this since 2025, since June of 2025.
I bet a survey would have been a lot cheaper.
They did? In the beginning?
Yeah, I bet a survey would have been a lot cheaper.
Yes.
Mayor, you had a question?
My question was, does that make lot 13 less than the minimum that we require?
No, they're 5 acres.
Yeah,
there's already a house on them to begin with, so they're 5 and 3 acres apiece. They're plenty big enough.
Yeah, one's
sweet,
almost
very
the front end is kind of small.
I don't think the 6,000 square feet is right. Is it that much?
That's what the surveyor said.
It's 70 foot at the beginning and nothing at the other end. So
No, it is. It goes. They are conveying all the way from the front to the back.
Know, but it goes to nothing. No changing in the back. It goes to the original lot line in the back.
Yeah, it says it does.
So I'm saying it's 70 in the front to the same lot line in the back, basically.
I'm trusting you know what you're doing.
I'm good. Do I have a second?
I'm trusting the surveyor. I mean, the surveyor has given us meets and bounds, and he says it's 6,274 feet, a square feet. So.
It might be right. That sounds like a lot.
I'll second it.
A motion by Commissioner Dominey to allow the partial conveyance of lot 13 and 14 in Peach Creek Farm. I got a second by Commissioner Sweeney.
Thank you for clarifying.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes 4-0.
And just, Commissioner, just so you know what the next procedure is. After y'all approve this, then I'm able to do a deed so that lot owner 13 can deed that piece of property over to lot 14.
Okay.
And that will be in the deed records and then the new deed. But we couldn't do the deed until y'all said it was okay.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
So did you get that other situation under control?
No.
So the boat trip was good?
Disagreed with my thoughts.
No, he won't.
Me too.
Thank you, Don.
She didn't change it after I asked her.
There's still signing it. We're supposed to
No,
here?
There's no. That's not going to be.
Okay.
That was just for them to see. The only thing that's going to be attached to the order is the meets and bounds.
Okay. And the tax certificates.
Actually, no.
Not on this.
No, not on this one. Yeah, it just says meets and bounds.
Thank you for answering my.
Anytime.
Council there.
Well,
Well, I'm going to pay y'all's taxes pretty soon, so it's...
He's just practicing.
Yeah.
Are you waiting for her?
Well, if she gave it to me, I would go and get it recorded today.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
I think does it every time. At least one thing today, you'll get out here and have a buy fresh lunch.
Yeah, what?
He told me he had court. I don't know what that meant. Maybe.
Okay.
That'll save you money.
Yeah, I talked to him yesterday. He didn't seem sick or nothing.
No, he said he had something.
He could take two of us out.
No, I got to go to work.
Really?
Yeah.
Real soon?
Real soon. I got to get some things taken care of.
Real fast?
Real fast.
Okay, so you just need this and this.
Yes. I'll take care of for you.
Thank you.
Thank you all. I appreciate it.
All right, I'll move to item 13. Consideration, discussion, possible vote to accept and open bids for the GLO CDBG MITMOD GLO contract number 24-065-179-F145. Each offering is issued by a separate bid opportunity. Contractors may elect to submit a bid for one, any combination, or all three. The three bid opportunities are as following: Package 5, Hickman's Creek Drive, Horseshoe Way Loop, Precinct 1. Package 7, Lily Ager South, Precinct 3. Package 10, Lakeview Estates Drive, Precinct 4. Didn't quite read right, but Mick, do you have anything to say? Just open them up and see where they go. We got how many contractors here in the room? Now we got 1, 2, 3. Eastex? No, you're Rebel.
Smith.
You're Smith, I'm sorry.
Texas Material. Environmental Allies.
All right. You want me to move over there by me?
Yeah, move right there. Set a big chair.
No, I'm setting a little chair.
Put in my packages. So the first set's package 5, and then it goes to 7 and 10.
I'm going to use your mic.
Talk loud, sir. We hear you.
I'm right, but I always have my... I'm going to just wait for her. It is. It really is. It should be a different process. We're going to open up the first one. It's from Environmental Allies. Am I saying that correct?
Yes, sir.
And you're out of Houston, Texas, and it was submitted 2/34 on the 26th, which was the deadline?
3 p.m. was the deadline.
You were close on that one.
Oh, they all were.
I heard there was like...
They were all last minute. Yep.
So evidently you have two copies. This is Hickman Creek Drive, Horseshoe Way Loop. Where's your total at? Do you know? Did you put this bid together?
Oh, yeah. It should be the last bid.
Sir?
It should be the last bid.
The last page?
No, it should be the third page on the...
Package 5, Precinct 1, Alternative Roadway Design. The sum of $164,615.75 for Package 5. And this was two copies, right?
How much was it?
$164,615.75.
That was for
Hickman?
No, I got the Hickman.
Oh.
Who said?
Right. That's what he said.
Environmental Allies. So is this where your bond's supposed to be?
Yes, sir. The envelope inside should be our financials. The bid total should be, the base bid total should be towards the top of the page, and then the alternative should be towards the bottom.
Let me see the bond. You hungry?
Yeah.
There's the Sams.gov. I see it.
Thank
you. You know about it? You know they have it already? You don't know?
The grant writer's supposed to verify that. They missed it last time, but Daniel was on.
I just don't see the bond. I may be looking over it, but I just don't see it.
It should be for the top packet.
In the first packet?
Yes, sir. Both packets are identical. They should be after the addendum.
After what?
After the addendum acknowledgement, there should be a big bond in there.
Well, I see a letter saying that your bidding capacity is set, but I don't really see a bond. I don't know if that's something we should be doing here, finding out if the bond's in here, or is that something you do, Mick?
We'll do that.
Huh?
We'll do that.
You'll do that? We just need to open them up and tell you the price. Next is package 5 also, and it's from Texas Material. And it was received at $250. 10 minutes to spare.
Mm-hmm. Everybody was kicking on that.
Bid bond is right here, the first page.
Okay.
Once again, package five is Hickman Drive, Hickman Creek Drive, Horseshoe Way Loop in Precinct 1, right, Commissioner?
Correct.
And I can't find the price.
Give me the dollar.
Price at all. That's who's in this. I don't know, maybe I'm blind. I don't see a price in here at all. Where would it be at Texas Material?
Trey, if you come up here, do you know where they have looked at?
I'm not the one that looked at the other
piece. I mean,
is it on the bid schedule?
Huh? It's on page 3. I don't see it. Bidder's qualifications. Qualifications of jobs. I mean, it's almost like this was. Chief.
Killed that for nothing, huh?
Nada.
Can you listen to that one, too?
Sure.
So you're not crazy?
Yeah, I was beginning to think. I don't see any numbers at all.
I see no bid schedule.
It may be in a different packet. But as far as bid five, I don't see any bid at all.
Time's run out.
Yeah.
Here is another one for package five. It's Craig and Heidet Incorporated. How do you say that?
I guess so.
It was received by 246 on the 26th. They got it stapled. There is the bid bond. We do have a bid this time. The total amount of alternate package 5, precinct 1, is $276,760.00.
It's just for Hick and Creek?
That's, no, it's for all of them. Package five. Hickman Creek and Horseshoe Way. That's for alternate one. I've got a roadway improvements. Got another bid here. For $575,978.10. I guess that's without, before the alternates are added.
Base bid.
Base bid, I guess. It's higher than the alternate, yeah.
Is that chip and seal? Which one's chip and seal, the base or the alternate?
The alternate's going to be chip and seal. The 276 is alternate. That is the chip and seal. The 575,978.10 is the hot mix. Quite a bit high.
Thank you.
The next bid for package five also is Rebel Contractors, and it was $253,000. We're getting there pretty close too. Time was 2:53 at a 3:00 deadline. Good thing y'all weren't out to lunch.
PD, a long day yesterday?
So the original bid is $587,199. The base bid. The alternate is $129,483.20. Rebel, that was Rebel. There is a bid bond in here. A lot of Hickman Creek here.
I put them in package.
In order.
Yeah.
Package five, Hickman Creek. And it is from Smith Paving. It was at 253. You must have brought them for everybody. No?
No, they all came in at the same time.
This is Smith. That was Rebel.
All right, give me a few minutes.
The base bid for Rebel is on the base.
Smith.
No, this is Smith. I'm sorry. Smith. Correct me right. $457,823 for the base bid. And the alternate is $114,994. There is a bid bond here. There's another package five from Cornerstone Paving, $253,000. It must have been all the same time. I don't know how you stamped them all at the same time.
It was stickies.
I see. There's a bid bond, and this is from Cornerstone, for package five also. Base bid is $526,368.05. The alternative bid is $105.30.75. $105.30.75. That shows to be all of the package five. I'm going to move to package, it says package three. And seven. No, it says precinct three, package seven.
Mm-hmm.
Environmental Allies.
Environmental Allies. We're on package seven then.
This is precinct three. Package seven is $793,788. $793,788. The alternate bid is $212,922.50. And that is from Environmental Allies. And you're going to find the bond in that one, right, Nick? You're going to find the bond in there? I couldn't find it while I go either. Another package seven from Texas Material. There is the bid bond. See it, but I don't believe it. The base bid is $496,967.39. The alternate bid is $225,045.32. That's Texas Material. This was package seven. It come in before 3 o'clock. Craig and Hyde Incorporated. Package seven again. Staple. Bid bond. Base bid is $693,727. Doesn't say any change. The alternate bid is $340,550 and no change. This is package seven also. This is rubble. And it come in before 3 o'clock also. Base bid is $676,603. The alternate bid is $139,465. There is a bid bond. This is another package 7 from Smith Paving. And it come in before 3 o'clock also. I guess you wouldn't have them in here if they weren't, right?
No, no, I bring every all of them.
Smith's base bid is $522,568.00. And the bid alternate is $129,380.00. And there's a bid bond. And the Sam's. I think the Sam's in there. Here's another package 7 from Cornerstone. And it was by 3 o'clock, 2:53. Mm-hmm. There's a bid bond. Base bid is $512,542. Bid alternate is
$118,883.
They do have a bid bond.
Now we're in package 10.
All right, we move into package 10. Everything else is packed. You didn't have one in there, Commissioner?
Nope, I don't ever get mine.
Package 10, this is from Environmental Allies. And it was received before 3 o'clock.
I get cut out.
You shouldn't be so mean.
I'm telling you.
You talk trash to Mick all the time. Package 10 is Precinct 4, Lakeview Estates. Lakeview Estates, the base bid is $953,000.
Hold on, who was that from?
Environmental Allies. $953,686.50. The bid alternate is $266,090. I don't remember, I think so. There's a second bid alternate for $217,670. And did it have a bid bond? That's the one you were going to look for. You were going to look for the bid bond.
Yep.
The next is package 10. It's from Texas Material, and it was received by 3 o'clock. And there is a bid bond. Base bid is $635,295.82. The first alternate is $290,763.80. And the third bid alternate is $262,020.56. Texas Material.
I'm sorry, how much was that second?
second alternate?
Yes, sir.
290-763-80. I got 290-763-80.
Second, the second alternate is 262-20-56.
Oh, second alternate, yeah. I'm sorry.
So one of the alternates on the project is base. The first alternate is add base. Yeah. The second alternate is chip seal versus hot mix. Craig and Heidi. And it affects Ken, it was by 3 o'clock. There's a dead ball. And it's Craig and Heidi. If I was saying that right or not, but the base bid is $853,595. The first alternate is $883,800. Did I say right? $483,800. The third alternate is $515,050. The next bid is package 10. It's from Revel, and it was before 3 o'clock also. Base bid is $788,277. The first alternate is $387,040. $387,040. The second alternate is $169,338. I thought I saw the bonds in the other one, Joe. There's the bid bond. Package 10 from Smith Paving, and it was by 3 o'clock also. Base bid for package 10 for Smith is $650,503. The first alternate is $290,280. The second alternate is $157,700. And there is a bid bond. This is from Cornerstone Paving, and it's package 10 also, and it was received by 3 o'clock. What was the one we didn't have any bids on, the very first one?
Texas Material.
Texas Material.
Yes. No numbers on it.
There was no bid sheet either.
This is Cornerstone Paving, and there is a bid bond. For package 10. The base bid is $663,611.50. $611.50. The first alternate is $358,012. The second alternate is $142,457.
This one they didn't label. Right, it's packet set.
Oh, okay. That's all right. So we're going to go back to Lakey Incorporated, and it is says it is packet 7, and it was received by 3 o'clock on the 26th.
Yep.
So packet 7 is that's yours.
Lily
Yeager. There's a bid bond, very first page. Base bid $697,988.64. The alternate is $167,096.90. Lakey. Yes. And of course, our engineer is going to take all these and take them back to Beaumont and figure out which ones are best in a spreadsheet and get them back to us, right? So we're done?
Let's sit on the bits.
Oh, you got a big chest. Why don't you set try to move your book
over
for
me? Over here.
I've got Tracy come move your book for you.
All right.
Do you need a motion to accept these bids?
Yeah, we're going to make a motion to accept the bids. Accept and open the bids. We're not going to approve them.
I'll make a motion to accept. We open the bids. Second, open the bids. I'm sorry.
Second.
He made
got a motion by Commissioner Sweeney and second by Commissioner Morris to open and accept the bids. We're not approving anyone. We're just accepting them. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes 4-0. Move to item 14, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve a resolution of Santa County Commissioners Court regarding the establishment of an additional data centers in the state of Texas. We had the resolution in our last workshop, and we talked about it. I don't know if we're going to want to wait and see what tax says, or is this something that you like to see sent up the chain? Because the resolution, we were going to send that to Austin.
It's just going to Austin to ask them to kind of put a little bit of a pause on forcing it on county. It doesn't really change much, I don't think. It's basically like calling your senator and your representative. Not dead set on it, more concerned with the policy.
Well, why don't you just wait until
we do the policy?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine with me. Let's table that.
So, you're going to table that?
Make a motion, please. Second.
We've got a motion by Commissioner Dominey, second by Commissioner Sweeney to table item 14. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, item 15, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the purchase of a John Deere 610M, is that, should be 6100?
To be honest with you, I don't know. Donnie sent me the man from John Deere, and this is what I need, and I'm very excited about it.
6100M, 4x4 with a 22-foot, 60-inch head. My lease purchase from King Ranch Conroe. They are on buy board. Let me get to the right one. 207? How much is it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, 207, 585, 18. And we had checked two different ways of finance, and I think that Margie found the better of the two deals. It would be paid out with 70 down and then $22,802 a year until, and is no penalty if we pay early. So we can pay it off early, which is my intention, but we didn't really have this much money budgeted in this budget. So I have to do something, and we have no side money.
So which financing are you going to use? Not the one you sent me, because it's not right.
No, we got a different one afterwards. Margie found another one that was better. Here. So King Ranch sent one, and then Margie sent another one. Donnie just hooked me up with this one because he knew they were on the buy board, okay. And this is who he uses, and he showed up twice, Donnie.
I think he's saying more than we bought stuff from, huh?
He helped me decide what I needed to for durability for the side thing. I thought he did a good job.
You know, they lost the salesman that we dealt with
in
Livingston.
Yeah.
He's not there anymore.
I know, I emailed him and nothing came back.
He's not there anymore.
But I think
they're
both.
Have you looked at it?
Yeah.
So me?
Maybe.
It's basically the same one that I have. Exact same one.
How's yours been holding up?
They've been mowing for 2 months solid. And it don't even bother them in the rain. They don't even get wet. So what are y'all going to do with that big tractor y'all got? What's going to happen here with that thing?
We'll grind up some roads.
He's going to grind up some roads.
So tell me where it says buy board. Do you see that on yours anywhere, or government pricing? Did you see that?
He sent the paperwork to that, and I thought I put it in the packet.
I just didn't see
it. It is all on the
Bible. I'm just making sure. Yes, I'm 100% sure that.
Yes.
Thank you. I just don't see it on here that it says, but make the motion continued on that meeting there. M 4x4 with a 22-foot inch cutting head, purchased from King Ranch for the price of $207,585.18 to be financed / leased for 5 years with a $70,000 down payment, $22,802.05 payment for 5 years, contingent on it being bought. Make sure they buy board. Is that a big motion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you get it all?
Mm-hmm.
I'll second that. We did ask to on that. Well, I didn't get documentation and I probably need.
For the public, I want to make sure. I've got a motion by myself and a second by Commissioner Donnelly for the purchase and the finance or / lease of this mower and tractor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes 4-0. It does say that they are on the buy board on the agenda item, but I just don't see it.
I'm almost positive. We have all the community.
I'm sure they are big as they are. Item 16, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve necessary action regarding matters pertaining to the community park.
So all the equipment was ordered that we had went through on last court, and then yesterday the chip seal stuff, or not chip seal, the shaving, the bark was delivered.
The mulch.
So.
Good.
So Landscaper's Pride had a new Waverly donated 80 cubic yards of playground bark.
Playground bark, yeah.
Thank them.
The value of $2,000 is what they tell them.
Yeah.
Tell them we appreciate it.
Yeah, they're expecting a letter.
Do we know on the entrance going into Head Start that was close to the gate, where we didn't we transport all that stuff through that gate?
Just the dirt.
Mm-hmm. That was a lot of truckloads in there. I just know that their driveway is tore up now.
That's been like that for some time.
Yeah, not to the extent now, because you can see where the people have been driving over with duels right there on the corner. I'm just saying,
yeah.
As a county, we can help them fix that or been contacted about how bad that's looking. So,
so I was curious, who contacted you? Was it Head Start or was it the mayor?
No, who called me on that?
Because technically that's the TxDOT right away.
I know it is, and I reached out to TxDOT, maybe we're going to get over and take a look at it. But again, if we tore it up.
We should probably wait until we get the sewer in before we do anything. Because
that's what I recommended, because you may be cutting across there anyway.
Did you get an email today that Prince is looking for some pipe?
That was what he meant for me to bring up in the general conversation, is that about the pipe to go underneath there for the.
Yeah. He was looking for two pieces of pipe to sleeve under the
sleeve under there. Yeah.
What size pipe?
And 8-inch, I think, is what he's looking for.
Yeah. I don't have any back there.
I looked, but it had to be like, I don't know, 22 foot long, I think is what he said. I'm just trying to remember the email.
Right. And I didn't read on the email, but that was what it was yesterday. He said something about that sleeve to the pipe. But I would recommend the same thing. We might be able to cut across there without having to go under.
The sewer goes under.
Trying to fix that pipe.
It's probably going to be 10 foot deep or better.
So I also received a call from Wes Smith late last week. The memorial stone is ready. They're just waiting for all this rain to stop and dry up so they can deliver it and put it in.
So with the new playground equipment that was just purchased, are we going to have to buy a new border and get more bark for that? Or you think we're going to have enough?
Well, that one all went into the new playground. We now need to do the old one.
So all that new equipment went inside the border that you had up for the...
No.
You're saying we're going to have another...
Mm-hmm. Well, this little bouncy things, they're going to go in the small playground area. The merry-go-round and the swings, they don't necessarily have to have, but it's up to y'all whether we want to do it in the end.
Well, there's a big pile of bark over there. It may be enough for shavings or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah, I want to look at, we've got playground over here. I'm going to look and see it because those small things, I don't remember them having that bark and stuff underneath it.
Yeah. So, like I said, the little bouncy things are going to go in the enclosed area of the old playground equipment because it's for smaller children. And so when we get that done, that will have shavings around it. But a swing and a merry-go-round, that's up to y'all if y'all want to have that on around it. If so, we can order more border and do that.
So the only thing we need to do today possibly is set the donation from Landscapers Pride for $2,000.
Make that motion to accept that.
Second that. And I'll get the information from you so I can send them a letter. Thank you.
Got a motion by Commissioner Sweeney and second by Commissioner Donnelly to accept the donation of the bark mulch for the value of the playground shavings for $2,000. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes 4-0.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll move to item number 6, approval of claims.
Oh, I did have a question.
Ms. Assistant Auditor, do you have any corrections?
No. I'm good.
Put you on the spot.
Good. I was just getting those young men. I was asking her, one of our cop cars got hit by a pig.
By a what?
A pig. Pig right out in front of the car.
Four lessons. When did that happen?
Saturday night, I think.
Yeah, I think it was Saturday night. I just don't remember what it was. I was out there. Showing my age, right? Where's the magic?
So do you know about the overtime for the detention center? Why we're paying overtime?
I thought we stopped that. Stopped that last year, didn't we?
For the detention center?
Right.
It was given in the budget for it. It never got taken out last time.
Yeah, no, but we said no more overtime, and it just didn't get taken out. But I mean, if they're over, what, two? Is it 240? They have to get paid anyway. What is? You don't remember the number?
Yes, 240. No, 480.
480.
Four cops, 480.
480.
Cops, 480, ain't it?
But,
I don't think jail would be.
Would you?
They are considered?
Yeah.
They fall under the same law.
So does that zero those two employees out?
Say that again?
Does that zero those two employees out?
Hold on, I'm looking at
it. I'm not trying to call any names out, but I mean. If there were terms, that's a different story.
We did have one term.
You got it.
In the jail. Or it was a deputy, actually. No, they just went
So they both got over 400 and something hours of comp time?
But as soon as they hit that, we do contact the sheriff's office and usually at that point put them on to burn that time. We do let them know ahead of time, but it's on them to burn it or not.
Normally approved bonds.
So
I don't know if that's separate, like on the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think they are.
So did that one get missed?
It did. And on the terms list, one of the names is wrong. They pulled the wrong person in, but they have fixed it since.
No, you talking about the Lone Star Mark? No, I'm talking about on the second page of the weekly, there's a page 1 or 4. You see it at the very bottom? It's a bond that we normally approve as a court item. So I guess you'll just put it on there next time?
Yes, sir.
So I thought we bought our cop cars.
We did. What is it?
It's got some rental on here for Cannon.
Yes, we have one that's up there with the sheriff's office.
We have that's one that was. Is that the one that they bought and was moved up wherever they moved in? So when is that up?
I don't know. I have to double check. I did check on it one time, but I can't remember. I can't remember when. I want to say it wasn't. We don't have that much longer, but to buy out of the lease or terminate it, it was just, I'll have to double check, because I did check on it one time.
Kind of deal on the auditor's report. I see it's on here now. They completed the auditor's report. Is that finished? But it's the overall.
The monthly auditor's report?
Yeah.
I heard that through Margie and Catherine, but I did hear Margie tell Catherine she had one thing to do and then she could run it. So I was out yesterday. I'm so sorry. So I'll check on it.
I
Mr. Oz cat right now. She's
yesterday?
And it ain't been bad. I can imagine my face.
How's the credit card? Did everybody give you a credit card back?
Majority, if they have not turned it over to me, then they've told me that when they're, you know, they're bringing it. I have a sign-in, sign-out sheet. I worked on that over the week this past weekend. I got everything lined up. Well, when you come in, sign it out.
Part of that's me because I didn't get the one when I went to animal control yesterday. I didn't know that they had one too, so I got to get that.
But it's, everybody's made contact with me, and you know they're not using it. They want to use it.
So who do they come to? For you? You have it.
I have their cards. And if I'm not there, and it has to be put somebody in the lunch, we try not to let those cards float even between our offices.
And I understand the fuel card, they're trying to get your fuel tank ready so the sheriff's office can buy fuel there.
Yeah.
Possibly 20 cents a gallon cheaper than.
At least, yeah.
Yes.
I'm just using the fuel man card.
I got it.
I mean,
it'd
cut down that tremendously, especially with the discount he gets from Whitehurst. Because it fluctuates, it depends on what. Where the officer goes on what the price is going to be, but with us having
look
such a discount rate,
I got you got
2.49% of Fort Blank yesterday.
Yeah. So,
wow.
And it just depends on, like I say, where they're at, and we do get a small discount through fuel, man, but not like we get through money.
Well, how's the credit card deal going?
It's good.
He just
I didn't hear. I'm sorry. I said over talking about it.
I will say I have taken a lot of flack, and I directed them to y'all.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey.
Lynch off, whatever.
If we do what's right,
there shouldn't be no problem.
And several of them said that they probably won't be coming and asking for it. They'll do what they have to do, and if they can't, then they won't.
We worked on POs for how long?
I've been doing
videos.
I've been here 11 years.
We need some on the internet. We can get it. All I gotta do is call y'all.
All right.
Mm-hmm. We don't have any amendments.
That's what I do.
We have any amendments.
Right. Not I'm aware of.
Make a motion that we pay these bills.
I'll second.
I'm got a motion by Commissioner Sweeney and a second by Commissioner Dominic to pay the bills. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Passes 4-0. Item 7, consider approval of budget amendments and revenue certifications, which I see none. We'll move to item 8, consider approval of minutes of meetings of regular meeting April the 1st, 2026, regular meeting April 15th, 2026, regular meeting April 29th, 2026.
I'll make that motion to approve the minutes.
Second it.
A motion by Commissioner Donnelly and a second by Commissioner Sweeney to approve the minutes.
One
in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Passes 4-0. Number 9, receive and consider approval of April 2026 departmental reports.
He has this on this.
Oh, Mark?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
only the judge gets to sign this?
Yeah. Sorry.
Y'all ain't gonna leave, Charlie?
I'm hungry.
Is it 12?
Well, y'all
no,
going to
but we got up early.
Oh, we did.
Yeah. I don't have a dollar. I can't go.
A dollar?
I don't even have a dollar.
I'll
I can't
a
go.
We'll find y'all
lunch. Y'all ladies be safe.
Got a motion on the reports?
Make a motion. Accept the report.
You have everything?
No.
It was,
You don't have everything.
I'm missing a bit.
Don't rub over there, because I started yesterday.
He don't have them all. There's I know nothing. He doesn't.
No, there was like a JP wasn't in there, wasn't
it? No.
Animal
I got all
the
JPs.
Thought there was one of the JPs.
I'm trying to throw you a bone over here.
Pretty good for me.
Did you get district clerk?
Let me look. Back. I shut this out.
Commissioner Sweeney, Catherine said she sent those monthly reports out yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, I got
them. Oh, yeah, I got them.
Oh, okay.
They came in late this morning, but I mean, because they were late yesterday.
Okay.
I got them. Are you going to send them?
No, Commissioner Sweeney.
I did some stuff.
Sweeney, second by Commissioner Downey to approve April 2026 departmental reports. All in favor say aye. Passes 4-0. All right. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Second it.
Got a motion by Commissioner Mars, a second by Commissioner Sweeney to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ah, thanks.